If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey designers, let's talk about creative process today. So when I'm talking about creative process, I am talking about the process that you go through to actually create and implement your design work. Now, this is quite different, or this is one piece of what I usually call the design process model. So if you've read my book, Design, Profit, and Prosper, or you've come to a boot camp, you know I talk about the design process model. There are four pieces or four stages, just as a reminder, of the design process model. First is ideation, second is implementation, third is production, and fourth is sales. Now, this thing that we call the creative process is really one little piece. It's the implementation piece, which is stage number two in the design process model. Now, a lot of people, and I'm hearing this from my designers, they're like struggling with their creative process. I think it's because they're trying to infuse like inspiration and creativity into the creative process. I mean, it's called the creative process. But what I really want to talk to you about is actually turning it into a habit. And I think if you give yourself some triggers and build it into a habit, then your creative process will automatically start versus you trying to find a way to be super creative as you sit down to implement design work. So let's first talk about triggers in general. If you've read the book Atomic Habits, he talks about building on habits you already have to create a trigger that will allow you to create a new habit. And one of the things that I think the best ways to really start designing and be a smart designer is to design at the same time every day. And I will tell you that when I was designing full time, I wasn't teaching at all. I was just designing. I have kids of all age ranges. And at the time, there was a period where I had to drive my daughter to school twice a day, and it took me an hour. So it took me 30 minutes to get there and 30 minutes back every single day. So it meant I had to block off with the two other kids in two totally different schools. Like my three kids have been in three different schools like for a very long time. I would have to block off from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. every single day so that I could run the kids around. And so there was a time period where I worked from about 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. Then I took a break, got kids' lunches ready, got kids out the door, ran, you know, had an hour of driving with my oldest daughter. She is special needs, so we had to take her to a special school. And then at 9 o'clock, I would get home and I would start designing again. And that was my routine for many, many years. There were some years, if you're like, oh my gosh, 5 a.m. in the morning, that was a period of time before that. My creative process usually happened at 7:30 at night. So I would work from 7:30 to about midnight. So I've done both ranges. I've done the, you know, burning the midnight oil, like being the night owl, and I've done the early bird shift. I've done both. I will tell you from personal experience, from the way I've done it over the years, the early bird shift was far more successful. I did the midnight shift first, and part of it was because my kids, you know, had babies and stuff, and it was just really difficult. And I could put my kids to bed at 7 o'clock, and they all like to wake up at like 5:30 or 6. So I couldn't get any work done because I had kids at home. So I did the midnight thing, and that worked out fine. So depending on where you are in life, I'm only telling you this because I want you to choose what time of day is going to work best for you. If you don't have to worry about kids or aging parents or, you know, any other thing, then just choose a time. So for me, it was 9 o'clock is when I actually started for many years. 9 o'clock was my design time, and it started. Now, why am I telling you that if you choose a time and you stick to it, it's going to be easier? The reason I'm telling you this is because, especially if you choose a time where you just like know you're going to sit down and you're going to get going, it is going to help you trigger that thought that, hey, this is my fun time. This is my creative time. This is the time I'm going to use to be designing and doing something really fun and lovely for myself, right? And so notice I didn't say from 5 to 7. Usually from 5 to 7 in the morning, I actually wasn't doing a lot of design work. I was usually doing anything else in my business that needed to be done. I like got my emails done for the day, anything that was like over my head that I needed to take care of, customer service, planning things out. I really did a lot of that early in the morning. And instead, 9 o'clock, it was like my whole day became free because I was like, all I'm going to do is design. I mean, if I'm going to admit this to you, like even the thought of it actually gets me excited for the day when I decide to go back to that schedule where I'm just designing all day. I get my work done first thing in the morning, takes me a couple hours. I finish up all this like crummy work that we as designers never want to do. And then there was like a start time. And all I did during that time, and this is why it was so beautiful, is I would turn on my phone and turn on a show. Very often it was something like Gilmore Girls, okay? Turn it on and I would start designing. And I would start designing like mad. I would get so much done. I would just like power through it. And I keep hearing some of my designers saying it's difficult to start or they can't quite figure out what their creative process is. And so a lot of it for me was literally just knowing every day I'd finished all my pre-work for the day, customer service, anything I didn't want to do, and then sitting down and knowing that time was free for me. It was a moment and an exciting moment for me where I knew I was going to design 10 quick shadow box cards, or I was going to design 20 new quotes, or I was going to draw out, 3 new dingbats. And I just got so excited for the time. This is why I love being a designer. This is why I teach designers, because it was magical. It was so magical, especially in the years when my kids finally started going to school. It was such a magical thing for me. And so, and I think just having a show in the back room, it felt relaxing. It felt like me time. Okay. So that's why I really love, just choosing a time and going with it. Now, if for some reason you are unable to do that, like you can't just fix on a time, even if you can do it a couple of times a week or 3 times a week, that's going to be more helpful to you. I really do think that's going to be more helpful to you. So I really like that. And I think that's going to be a good way for you to, you know, really kind of put in a routine. Now, the second thing that I've done is when I talked about Atomic Habits, I just want to talk to you about one thing that I do that really helps start and kickstart my day. The main thing I do is I love Pebble Ice, okay? Like one day, if I ever redo my kitchen, I am going to have one of those Pebble Ice makers that are like directly in the cabinets because I love my Pebble Ice so much. Right now, I have a Pebble Ice maker that sits on my countertop. And every day, I fill up my Pebble Ice and I put it into my big cup, okay? And I put water in. It's the first thing I do in the morning. So when I get up in the morning, it doesn't take me very long to get ready. I throw clothes on. I put makeup on really quick. I use like exactly three makeups. Like I'm really quick. If I have to shower, I shower. But I really try to do it as fast as I can. So when I come downstairs, I'm ready to start my day. And I always have my cup with me. And I fill it up with ice. I fill it up with water. And then I walk into my office, which is right off the kitchen. This process is going to change, by the way, because we are right now in the middle of building an office in my backyard for me so that I'm out of the way of my kids and children. I mean, my kids and my husband, because they are tired of having to be very quiet while I do podcast episodes and YouTube videos and Instagram videos when they come home from school. So we're moving me out of the house, which is fabulous. But then I'm really excited for that as well, especially in the summertime. The thought, I don't think I'm getting enough sunshine, if I'm being honest. I suspect those of you who are working a lot indoors as a designer, you're not getting enough sunshine as well. So I'm excited about the short walk across my backyard, around my pool, into my office every single day, and then back again. And I actually have a second reason for this, is that I'm trying to make it so that my work stays in one place and then my family life is another. So I'm kind of trying to separate it out. The last few years, they've been really mixed. And I didn't have quite the same problem when I was just a designer. So now that I'm CEO of a company, it's changed. So for you in your design process, you don't need to do all the things I'm talking about here, but just know, like, I have a little process. I come downstairs, fill my cup with ice, and then I come sit in my chair. And actually, the first thing I do, as you guys know, is I do like my 10 dreams. So I just like sit, I look at my day, I do my 10 dreams. Okay. But back, and now I immediately start in on work. Back then, I immediately opened my Illustrator, Adobe Illustrator software. That was like the way I did it. So I had all these little triggers, and it all started with even getting out of bed in the morning, getting ready for the day, walking down the stairs, getting my ice, sitting in my office chair, and then just opening up Adobe Illustrator. Very often, especially during the time period where I didn't have to even check email very often. And believe me, there was a wonderful time period where I didn't do that. I would just pull open Illustrator, and then I would, in some ways, I'd make a game out of it. I would turn on a show like Gilmore Girls and see how many designs I could accomplish during the course of that show. And so if you like to play games, this is a really fun game, because what will happen is you'll see, you'll design something, it'll take you a long time to do, it'll take you the course of two shows to do, and you'll watch yourself over the course of several months start getting faster and faster and faster, and like, you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I can make so much stuff in the course of a single show. It's insane. It's like really a fun game to play with yourself. So that's how the creative process looks for me. For you, you might be feeling like, I need inspiration before I open up my Illustrator file. Now, if that is the case, what I actually recommend you do, especially if you want to work first thing in the morning, a cool thing you can do is use ideation time at night. So like, all of your good energetic power is usually in the morning, if you are, you know, a morning person. If you're a night owl, it might be a little different. So adjust this as necessary. But all your good energies in the morning, you don't want to waste that with inspiration and ideation time. That's exciting and fun, but it's also using up energy that could be used in actual implementation. So one of the things that I would do is make sure that if I'm doing any scrolling, or if I'm doing Pinterest, or I'm looking for ideas, it happens in the evening, and I'll jot some notes down. And right now I do it now directly into my daily planner. But back then I had a daily planner as well. I would jot it directly in there. And what I would do is then those were all ready to rock and roll when I opened up my Illustrator first thing in the morning. I'd be like, oh yeah, I remember that was that cute chinoiserie paper, wallpaper. I like it. I think I'm going to do it looking like that, right? Or I'm going to make something that's similar to that, but I'm going to do it in an SVG. But like, I already knew or had some ideas ready to go. Do not waste that good energy, ready to go action time period with ideation time. It is wasting your energy, okay? So do it the night before, or if you're a night owl, then maybe it's the opposite. Maybe you are doing it in the morning and then you're creating in the evening, okay? So however you are doing it. If you're a young mom, when you're with your kids, like, be paying attention to the shows they're watching, paying attention to, you know, what you're doing with them, because you would be surprised at the amount of inspiration you get from just being with your children. If you have grandchildren, if you have aging parents, pay attention to the things you're doing with them. The more new spaces and things that we are doing, the more inspiration you're going to have. The more you have a similar routine, and I'm talking about not for your like actual work time, but like, the more you have a similar routine in your life, like, if you don't break yourself every weekend and go shopping or go to a museum or spend time watching a foreign film or just kind of mixing things up, then you're not going to have a lot of inspiration. Going to some place different, attending a party. Yes, even attending a party. So like, the more that you kind of mix up, and that's where I try to do all my mixing is on the weekends, the more inspiration I have for my weekdays so that I am ready to work and ready to rock and roll. I hope that helps you a little bit. And in thinking about your creative process, this is really it, your working creative process. There are other creative processes out there, right? Like getting ideas for things, researching things. Those are totally different. But just in terms of your working creative process, the more you can create that's habitual, the better it's going to be. All right. I hope this helped. I'll see you guys soon. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.